Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 64 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim describes, based on the Pasuk, Loselech Rachel Ba'amecha, you should not go as a talebearer in your people, among your people, that this only applies to people who are Ose Ma'asa Amcha. They behave as part of the nation of the Jewish people. But if a person is an apikoros, which is defined as a person who's denying Torah, mitzvah liganosam, it's a mitzvah to degrade them, to make it clear to people that this is not somebody to emulate. Now, there are a number of very serious conditions regarding this perspective, which will make it end up to be very unlikely that this leniency will be implemented in the way it is initially presented. Davka im shama mehem be'atzmo divri apikorsus, it's only if you yourself have heard these statements of denial of Torah from the person, meaning the person is outspoken and clear that that is their view and that is what they are promoting. But if you simply heard that that's what they say, ein lo lahachlit davar ze balev, you're not allowed to decide in your heart that it's true. You're only allowed to be concerned. To warn people privately, that it's better to stay away from that person right now because something's up. And a person would be allowed to caution their children, for example, to stay away from somebody who is a denier of Torah and has low moral standards, but to go ahead and really take a stance on that with other people, that would only be possible if you heard it directly from the person, which we would describe in our time as confronting a person who's outspoken in their anti-Torah views. The Chafetz Chaim continues and tells us that there is an interesting but delicate application of this. Kol shehuskan befnei anshei ha'ir l'rasha. If a person is recognized among the people of the city as a wicked person, shelo yipa lehem bo safek, there's absolutely no doubt, because the person is in violation openly and clearly of prohibitions that are well known in the Jewish people. Now, it's very interesting how this is being presented. That means that if the person was openly in violation, but it's not something that everyone knows, then obviously so, you can't claim that they're wicked. They don't have intention to be wicked. They don't want to be bad. They simply don't know better. And in actuality, it makes this law somewhat academic and not practical, because most of the people that we encounter today who are not observing morality properly is because they don't realize the seriousness of the issue. The Chafetz Chaim, for example, says, Me'in yanei niyuf, actions of immorality. I would venture to say, unfortunately, that an unmarried boy and girl who go together and have relations, even though that's very, very, very serious, but they themselves who practice in such a way because of the environment that they're in and the friends that they're keeping, they have no idea how serious such behavior is. Likewise, im yatza alav kol ba'alma bilvad, if all that exists is a rumor, then afilo lahachlet balev aser, even to resolve in your heart that it's a problem, you're not allowed to be definitive. You would only have the idea of caution. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Yoresi ma'od, I was very fearful to include this law in my sefer on Shmiras HaLashon, mipnei ba'alei HaLashon, because of people who speak Lashon Hara, they're going to hear this heter, and they're going to jump to the conclusion in their self-righteousness that there must be, it's a mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara about such people. And in reality, there's so many conditions to this. The person has to be intentionally violating, knowing the severity of the issue. You yourself personally know about it, not just hearsay, etc., that it's somewhat unlikely to actually apply this rule. In most cases, we would simply use caution regarding that person, but it would not be licensed for Lashon Hara. Chafetz Chaim concludes, but I applied the pasuk here, ki yisharim darchei Hashem. The laws of Hashem are righteous. Tzadikim yelchuvam, the righteous will go with them and will succeed. Uposhim, and those who want to sin, yikash lubam, they're going to stumble as a result of those righteous laws. They're going to misapply them. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim records this law, but he does so with great caution, knowing that some people may abuse the heter, the leniency, in a totally incorrect fashion. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.